Almost 200 years ago, and in just 6 years, we will be celebrating 200 years, a young novice, a postulant of the Daughters of Charity, a young French woman from the countryside, whose name was Zoé Labouré, she had entered the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul and their seminary in Paris on Rue du Bac, which is still there. And in the Vincentian orders, the Daughters of Charity and the Vincentian brothers and fathers, the seminary, even for the girls, is called a seminary, not just a convent. So anyway, in July, between the July the 18th and 19th of 1830, she was asleep, and somebody tugged at her sleeve, and there was this beautiful young boy that came to her and said, "You need to come with me, follow me." She didn't realize what's going on, but she obeyed. She knew this was not a regular young boy. So she followed him, and she followed him to the chapel, which I believe was in the bulletin last Sunday, with the many, many nuns that were at that time in the seminary there. Until recently, there were hundreds of them. I don't know how many there are now, but there were hundreds. And I was there a few years ago, and there were still quite a few. Anyway, in the seminary on Rue du Bac in Paris, she was there, and she followed him. There in the sanctuary, where the priest usually sat, was seated the Blessed Mother of God. And she called her to her, and Zoe, who by this time had been given the name of Catherine, whom we know as Saint Catherine Labouré, she knelt before the Blessed Mother, and very, very confidentially and intimately, she put her hands on the Blessed Mother's thighs, on her lap. And the Blessed Mother talked to her and encouraged her. She told her that she had a mission for her, and that it would be an easy mission per se, but that in the next few years there would be horrible persecutions of the church in Paris and in France. And so anyway, she said, "I will be coming back to tell you what to do." And so the Blessed Mother disappeared, and Zoe went back and told her confessor, her spiritual director, and nothing more was said. Well, on this day, November 27th of 1830, the same year, the Blessed Mother came again. This time she stood before Catherine. This time she had the glove of the earth, and she was standing on the glove of the earth, and on top of the serpent, which had it was green with yellow dots, polka dots. And of course the serpent is the devil. It is a prediction of that which was predicted in Genesis and in the Apocalypse, which are readings from today's Mass. And but in her hands there was another globe that was the earth with a cross on top of it, like you see orbs of kings. And then she could see from her hands, all of a sudden, she had a beautiful silk dress and a silk veil and another veil underneath the silk veil that showed a little bit of her hair, but it was lace. And from her fingers, there were many, many lights that came forth. They were magnificent diamonds. From them came many lights. But there were other fingers that had rings that were totally black. And the Blessed Mother, when asked, said, "These are the souls that refuse to believe in my Son and in me." And of course, you know how that is. And so she said, "However, when you see these black rings on my fingers, pray, and perhaps the Lord will convert them to the Holy Catholic faith, and to him and to me. We will give you many, many graces. I am sent by my Son, and I want you to make a medal in commemoration of this image. And then the whole thing turned around, and she no longer saw the Blessed Mother, but she saw a big M with the heart, and then on top of that, the cross, and around it, like the reading from today, the Apocalypse, the 12 stars that surround Our Lady in the Apocalypse. And she said, I want a medal coined after this model. So you are to go to your confessor and to the archbishop, and this needs to be done. Well, some people were dubious and not very credulous about things, but for the most part, she received a pretty good reception, especially from the bishop. And so the medal was struck first, a few hundred, then a few thousand, because they couldn't keep them. And then later on, millions and millions. And so it was the medal of the Immaculate Conception, because that is the image of Our Lady on the medal. And it became, so many miracles happened through this medal that very soon nobody remembered to call it the medal of the Immaculate Conception. They called it the Miraculous Medal. And so to this day, we have the Miraculous Medal, which we are to have, to bless, and wear them around our neck on a chain or string or whatever you wish. Many, many miracles. And of course, try to have them always, no matter where you are or what you're doing, because we need the help of God and the help of Mary. So today, we thank the graciousness of the Mother of God and the graciousness of her Son, who gave us this sacramental of his redemptive action, because it is his cross in her heart, and then the stars that crush the head of the serpent. And so it needs to be also in our lives, that we always, always seek Mary, and through her to seek Jesus. Now around the medal were inscribed the words which we say to this day, and we're supposed to say it three times a day. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And so I recommend very strongly that you, if you don't have one, that you get one, that everybody in your family, even babies, have a miraculous medal around their neck, on their crib, in their room, and that they may receive many graces through Our Lady and Our Lord. Now, Our Lady predicted persecution. A few months after the medal was struck, the Masons in Paris rebelled against the king, and among the many who were martyred was the archbishop and many, many priests. It was said that the streets of Paris flowed with rivers of blood. So it's not always easy, but with the help of God, we can attain eternal glory. O Mary, conceive without sin. O Mary, conceive without sin. O Mary, conceive without sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.